Welcome back. In this lesson, we're shaping an old-school DNB 808 tail in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the smart way. Big impact, low CPU, and lots of room for automation. Now, if you've worked in drum and bass for a minute, you already know the low end is never just the low end. It's part of the groove, part of the drama, part of the arrangement. And an 808 tail can do a lot of jobs. It can reinforce the kick, answer the break, add tension before the drop, or leave a long, ominous trail behind a fill. In old-school and jungle-influenced DNB, that tail is often like a little voice in the track. So the goal here is not to build the most complicated chain possible. The goal is to build one strong 808 source, shape it musically, automate it across the arrangement, and then freeze or resample it once it's doing the job. That keeps your session light and your workflow fast. Let's start with the source. Load an 808 style sample into Sampler, or drop it into a drum rack pad if that fits your setup better. You want a sample that already has a strong fundamental and a usable tail. Don't pick something that's been mangled to death. In this style, headroom matters, flexibility matters. You want room to shape it, not fight it. If the sample already sits well with your project tempo, turn warp off. That usually gives you a cleaner low-end feel. Use one-shot triggering so the tail can ring naturally. If the top end is clicky or the start feels too sharp, don't immediately reach for heavy EQ. Just pull the start marker in a little. Tiny sample edits can do more than you think. A good starting point for the tail length depends on what you want. For punchy rollers, maybe 300 to 900 milliseconds. For a more jungle style, spooky, lingering hit, you might go longer, like 1 to 1.8 seconds. And make sure the note is tuned properly. In a live DNB, that fundamental ends up living somewhere around E to G, depending on the track. That exact note is less important than whether it locks with your kick and bass line. Here's a really important teacher note. If the tail feels weak, check the MIDI note length and the envelope before you add more processing. A slightly longer note can sometimes fix the whole thing before you even touch the devices. Now open the amp envelope in Sampler and shape the behavior of the tail. This is where the sound becomes musical. Keep the attack very short, basically 0 to a few milliseconds. Set sustain to 0, then use decay to define how long the tail lives. Release can stay fairly short unless you want a softer fade out. For this style, a punchy old-school feel usually means no sustain and a decay doing all the work. That gives you a hit that speaks, then gets out of the way. If you want something more like a sustained sub note for a roller, extend the decay a bit more, but keep it controlled. We're not trying to blur the groove. A really useful move here is to think in macros from the beginning. If you're building an instrument rack, map one macro to tail length and another to tail tone. That way, instead of editing the sample every time, you can automate the performance of the sound across the arrangement. That's way faster, and it's more musical too. Next, let's add some harmonics with Saturator. This is one of the best CPU light tools in Ableton for 808s. A little saturation helps the tail translate on smaller speakers and in a dense DNB mix. You do not need to go crazy with it. In fact, in old-school inspired material, too much distortion can pull the sound away from that warm, weighty character. Start with drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. If you want a smoother, rounder vibe, keep the shaping conservative. If the track wants more menace, you can push it a bit harder later. And this is where automation starts to become your friend. Try subtle changes by section. Maybe the breakdown gets a cleaner 1 or 2 dB of drive. Then the drop gets a stronger 4 to 6 dB. Then a switch up can get a little extra push for attitude. You're not turning the 808 into a lead sound. You're giving it an arrangement arc. After that, place EQ8 behind the saturation and do only the shaping you really need. First, check the sub range. If there's unnecessary rumble, a gentle high pass around 20 to 30 Hz can help. If the tail feels boxy, you might dip somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. If it needs a little more note definition and the kick has room, a modest boost around 50 to 80 Hz can help, but use that carefully. And if there's a click or rough edge, a narrow cut around 2 to 5 kHz can smooth it out. The big lesson here is that the low end should stay focused and centered. In DNB, width on sub is usually a trap. Big doesn't mean wide. Big means solid, clear, and consistent. If your kick already owns that low fundamental, don't force the 808 to fight it. Tune the tail, trim the decay, or move the note slightly till the two parts cooperate instead of colliding. Now let's talk about automation, because this is really where the lesson comes alive. Instead of stacking a bunch of extra plugins to make movement, Automate the devices you already have. Simpler decay is a great one. Shorten it in busy sections. Lengthen it in open sections. Automate saturate or drive so the tail gets a bit dirtier when the track needs more pressure. Use EQ movement very subtly if you want the tail to feel more open in a breakdown and tighter in a full drum section. And if necessary, trim the output with utility by a decibel or two when the arrangement gets crowded. Phrase thinking matters here. Don't automate randomly. Think in 4-bar and 8-bar chunks. For example, in the last bar before a drop, shorten the tail a little to create tension. Then on the first bar of the drop, restore the full decay for impact. That contrast makes the drop feel bigger without adding another sound. That's a classic DNB move, by the way. Let the tail breathe, then pull it back, then let it bloom again. That call and response with the drums is part of what makes old school and jungle so alive. If you want the tail to move more musically, use overlapping MIDI notes and glide behavior, where your setup allows it. Draw the notes so they overlap just a little, maybe 10 to 80 milliseconds. That can create a slide between notes that feels very old school and very human. Think of a root note hit on beat 1, then a little fall or slide into a second note later in the phrase. Very simple. Very effective. And remember, subtle is often stronger here. A tiny slide can feel huge in context. You do not need a whole synth patch to get that talking bass energy. Now for the biggest CPU-saving move in the lesson, freeze, flatten, or resample the result once the shape is right. This is where Ableton gets really practical. Once your 808 tail is behaving the way you want, print it to Audito. Freeze the track, flatten it, or record it onto a new audio track. Keep the original MIDI version muted in case you need to come back and tweak it later. Why do this? Because DNB sessions get heavy fast. Fast drums, layered breaks, bass movement, atmospheres, fills, returns, automation everywhere. If you print the 808 early, your session stays responsive, and you can focus on arrangement instead of worrying about CPU. After resampling, you can do a few nice things. You can fade the tail manually for smoother transitions. You can reverse a small piece to make a pre-hit into a fill. You can duplicate the hit across several sections and vary the timing slightly. Or, if the track needs a bit more grime, you can process the printed audio with a very light touch instead of adding another lave device chain. Now zoom out and think like an arranger. In a 16-bar drop, the 808 tail should not stay identical the whole time. Early on, keep it shorter and punchier. In the middle, let it get a little longer or dirtier. Later, trim it back if the bassline needs space. Then, toward the end of the phrase, let it open up again so the next section feels ready to land. In a jungle intro, the tail can sit under a break edit and then become more obvious right before the drop. In a darker tune, a long tail after a snare fill can create a really threatening pause. The point is that the tail helps shape energy. It's not just a sound. It's part of the track's motion. A very practical arrangement tip. Automate only a few meaningful controls per section. Tail length, tone, and drive are usually enough. That keeps the sound design focused and the arrangement decisions fast. When you change too many things at once, the part can start to feel like an effect instead of a musical idea. Before we wrap, check the tail in context. Put it against the kick and bass line. Listen in mono. Use utility to confirm the low and stay centered and strong. If the 808 is fighting the kick, don't just crank the volume. Try shortening the decay, tuning the note, reducing the saturation, or easing off the low-mid content in the kick or bass bus. In DNB, clarity usually creates more power than volume does. Also, remember this. If the tail disappears in the mix, the answer is not always more sub. Sometimes the better fix is reducing clutter elsewhere. That's a huge part of clean low-end production. Here's a simple practice challenge for you after this lesson. Build 3 versions of the same 808 tail using only stock Ableton devices. Make one short and punchy for a break edit. Make one medium length with gentle saturation for the main drop. And make one long, darker version for a transition or switch up. Keep the low end mono. Automate at least 2 parameters across an 8-bar loop. Then place each version in a different musical context and listen to which one feels most ready for the mix, not just the solo. That's the real lesson here. An 808 tail in old school DNB is not just a hit at the bottom of the track. It's a rhythmic voice. It's a tension tool. It's a little piece of arrangement energy. And if you shape it well, automate it tastefully, and print it when it's ready, you get something that sounds massive, feels intentional, and barely touches your CPU. That's the move. Clean source, smart shaping, meaningful automation, and then commit. Now go build a tail that hits hard, speaks clearly, and rolls the whole track forward.